good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we're live here in Duluth, Minnesota with a great, great outdoor concert here with the birthday person, Winona LaDuke.
Hey, this is really a party for the water. We're here over there on Lake Superior, right on the shore, and all kind of musicians that come out and all kind of people dancing and kids running with giant kites and a lot of teepees being put up, and we're celebrating the water, and we're really grateful to be here. And I got to say grateful to the Duluth City Council for saying come on down for your concert like you usually have. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but there was the 11 mayors that didn't want us to have a concert.
Yeah, we reported
it. I was like, what? You should all, it felt like that they're saying, Enbridge is saying, you should all go to jail and you don't get any music. That's not nice, huh?
We've been reporting it, and it's just every day it's something else, and we are something else, and what a great audience here. What a bunch of people out here. This is, my heart is singing to come here from the Twin Cities up to Duluth to see this, and happy birthday again.
Thank you. I'm planning on retiring. But I did hear that women get more radical with age, and I'm only 62 and my mom's 87. So another 25 years, let's do it. Okay?
That's right.
I would say so. I mean, I am in my 30s now, and I'm picturing that hopefully the work that you ladies have done means that I won't have to do this for the next 50 years. But if that's what it's going to take, we're going to be here for it.
Yeah, I'm already, you know, I feel like it's kind of the end of the fossil fuel era. Enbridge is kind of late to the party. They're closing down pipelines, and the military ain't even going to use so much because they're not going to be in Afghanistan.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, so what if we all decided just to move to the green economy? That would be some leadership, Minnesota. That'd be so great. You know, I'm really wishing that Klobuchar and Walz would move away from dirty oil and move on to solar and wind. My gosh, that'd be great.
Hey, we caught Annie Murphy today, and her voice is timeless. I mean, I was in tears. She sounded so beautiful. That's just an example of a lot of the people that you have today playing. Can you tell our audience who's been on and who's going to be on next?
This is great. We got all kind of musicians. I feel like my whole life's up here, man. Some of these musicians I've known since I was just little. Larry Long's been here. I've known him since I was 21, maybe. But of course, now I've actually known Keith Sokola since I was 17, 18. Quilt Man, definitely, right in there. And so we got Quilt Man, Annie Humphrey, David Huckfeldt's on behind us. Corey Medina opened it up, man. That guy is the best. We had us all dancing to start with, Charlie Parr. And, you know, all these folks are coming on out, and Bon Iver and Mumu Fresh is on their way in. Man. How great is that, man? All this music for the water. I think that's the best thing. People are coming out to sing for the water.
It is. It is. And we are really pleased to be out here live in Duluth, Minnesota, and we're looking over the water. But I think, you know, Enbridge doesn't play fair, and I've seen a plane flying over over this peaceful, I mean, this peaceful gathering with beautiful music from the plane saying, go line three. I can't believe it.
They just kind of small and petty, you know. I mean, the thing is we all know we're right. And we know that, you know, Governor Walz, why you give away 5 billion gallons of water to the Canadian multinational in the biggest drought in history? Oh my God, it's in the biggest drought in my life. And let me get this right, $150. Come on, no EIS on that. You know, my tribe is trying hard. Our tribe met with the Army Corps of Engineers last week, along with Red Lake, doing some pleadings to say there was no federal EIS on this. You know, they did a botched up EIS on the Dakota Access, and then later on they want to stop it. Well, what if we stop it before oil, guys? That'd be great. What if the Biden administration stood up for the Indian people that rocked the vote for you, buddy?
That's right.
Let's do this. And And that Amy Klobuchar, she need to stand up for the just transition. Come on, Amy.
I know.
Tina Smith, let's go make some solar. Let's get some wind. No more dirty oil pipelines. Come on, girls. Let's do something great for the future, not something for the oil industry from Canada. This pipe's not even, I don't have a spigot to get some oil out of it here. It's going back to Canada, for Christ's sake.
I know. Hey, listen, I've been starting a campaign here, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I want Aaron Murphy and Heather Keeler to really think seriously, consider running for a governor and lieutenant governor.
No, we need some vision, you know. I feel like, you know the worst thing I feel like? I feel like Tim Walz really, I almost feel like he used her. Used Peggy Flanagan to get an Indian vote and then walks all over Indian people, you know? And then I see that with the Biden administration. I like, why you point Deb Haaland and she knows what's the right thing to do but muzzle her?
That's right.
You can't do that. And what's going on with the Army Corps engineers? We met with Jamie Pinkham, the highest ranking Indian person in the Army Corps engineers. You know, if that Indian person says, no, you know, we need an EIS, follow his lead, you know? You don't put Indians in power and then muzzle them. Don't put Indians in power and duct tape them, man.
Wow.
We want to be at the table. You know, we want to be at the table, not on the menu, man.
Wow, perfect. Winona, I know you're busy and you're helping coordinate all this. We really appreciate you stopping by. And I'm going to give you a minute here just to let her rip. No swearing, because we had Bobby Wilson on, and we had to beep him out a couple times.
Oh, right, so I'm going to say those things.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. You had to fix it all, right?
Yeah, I had to go through and fix it all and double-check which words we were allowed to say. So.
Yeah, I've used a few words that, you know, that I know you ain't supposed to use. But look, you know, I feel like I tried 7 years to stop the dumbest pipeline imaginable. And 7 years later, I got three charges against me in three counties and just spent three nights in jail, and I'm not a criminal. I'm a water protector. And there's 700 people been put in jail by Enbridge. They're stealing 5 billion gallons of water, militarizing the north and making a mess. You know, this is not the way to go. And, you know, what I want to say is Enbridge might have gamed the system, but Walz, you got a way to stop this, protect our water. You know, let's have some real jobs. 23 jobs ain't nothing. What we want is some real jobs. We want some cleanup jobs. We want a just transition. We want some wind turbines made in Minnesota, not imported from elsewhere. We want solar like Red Lake, man. We all want to be as cool as Red Lake, Bob Blake from Red Lake, man. I'm in. We're in. Let's be those guys. Let's not be the last ones to the tar sands party. Walz, you ain't getting a tiara for this one.
That's
no
right.
TR for the last tar sands pipeline. No one needs that. And Biden, you better stop this stuff because it's wrong. It's just wrong. And what we want is a new economy. So look, and hemp. Someone just said hemp. That's it. I'm growing hemp. That's the new green revolution. We could sequester carbon. We could like change the world, and we're gonna.
Right
here in Minnesota, right from Anishinaabe territory. Let's go.
That's right. Wow. Thank you so much, Winona. That's Winona LaDuc of Honor the.
Come
on, go ahead. I muted your mic. Go ahead.
Miigwech. Thank you for having me here.
Pinagigi. This Native Roots Radio,
you.
And we'll
Everybody
be right.
Should have birthday as often as you can.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this short break.
Nation. We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
In Minnesota, perinatal and postpartum mothers have legal protections to help keep them safe and healthy in the workplace. That means exclusions from heavy lifting, safe spots for breastfeeding, and more. The Women's Economic Security Act protects the rights of pregnant and postpartum women to work safely during pregnancy and to express breast milk at work. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry is here to help you and to protect your rights. Call 800-342-5354 or visit dli.mn.gov/newparents.
Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, we're here with Paul Demain, and Paul is a legend out here, and he's helping out, and he knows a lot what's going on. Paul, it is so, thank you for being on the show again. I really, really appreciate it.
I want to thank you, Robert and Ogima, for having me here today. And is that working?
You got to eat the mic. We have a concert going on. Go ahead, but
it's background right now.
We got a wonderful concert going on in the background, and it really is a really nice scene to see here up on the bayfront of Lake Superior, the last of the Great Lakes here, some of the freshest water left in the world, and the peace and tranquility of the wind blowing up off the shoreline through the bayfront today is kind of a sign, as far as I'm concerned, because we've had these ceremonies and ongoing ceremonies on a regular basis, a beautiful water ceremony provided by the women, the Ogichidaw-Quaywuk of the Great Lakes region. And I think that's what part of this event is about. It's really a celebration about all of our successes to date, because it is a David up against a Goliath, a multi-billion dollar foreign corporation that's poured its money into the Great Lakes region to buy the water policy, to buy the indigenous policy or ignore that policy, to try to buy its social contract, and to do all these other things. And frankly, we have won major battles. We have won major battles in this fight against global warming, against the fossil fuel industry to date already. The fossil fuel industry will never be the same because of what the water protectors are doing, bringing awareness, bringing hope to people who thought there was not going to be any hope. We see in the future an end to the fossil fuel industry, certainly tar sands as a first step, fossil fuels in general, and this conversion to the new green energy, and we're pushing that. I mean, Enbridge contractors ought to be happy because they're almost to the end of their contract, and in fact some of their contracts has been extended much longer than they would have because of the water protectors. That's that much more take-home pay, that much more food on the table, and there's actually a lot of things to celebrate in terms of the relationships that are occurring in northern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and Michigan through this battle. We're finding out who really believes in that idea of being pro-life and being protective of the creation, having respect for the things that the Creator's put on this earth for us, this clean water, and the stewardship that human beings need to have. And so that's what this is about. There's a lot of prayer, there's a lot of good music, there's camaraderie, there's excellent food. You, if you're somewhere else and not here, you're in the wrong place this evening because it's happening on the Bayfront right now.
Absolutely. So what do you say to people? I talked to a news guy that's in the same arena as we're in, and he said, oh, I thought it was over. What do you say to that, that this is over, that it's a done deal?
The war in Afghanistan? Or, okay. It's not over until the future of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and those seventh generation is really secured. And in a way, it's very difficult to see that vision and see that hope, considering what, during my 60-some years on this earth, I've seen and talking to the elders and spending time with them, some who were almost centenarians when they passed away, being born in the late 18th century, to see, they were born before cars. And so for them to go through that transition and for me to experience what they saw with their grandparents to see where we are, it's difficult to envision a future that gets any better because all we've basically seen is a deterioration. But in that, in our communities, in our tribal communities, in these small communities in northern Minnesota, we see some wonderful things going on with gardening, with food sovereignty, with the exercise of treaty rights, with the exercise in our indigenous sovereignty, making new laws, charting new laws, which is part of going on in this case. There's going to be a lot of legal implications in the long run. And we believe that some of those arguments having to do with the guardian ad litem for the Shell River, the rights of nature, the rights of the fish and the clams and the water and ecosystems to exist are going to prevail in the long run.
Wow.
Look forward to seeing that.
Well, that's awesome. This has been such a great celebration. Beautiful day. And it's just an example of peaceful water protectors out here today, Paul.
Oh, it's been beautiful. I see people from Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota. I see a lot of people coming down after work now this evening, pouring in here that we haven't seen in some cases for 2 years because of the pandemic.
Right.
And of course, we're trying to be safe down here. But there's nothing but love and camaraderie down here. You want to see people hugging each other and talking to each other, rediscovering each other and networking. It's happening down here this evening and tonight until 10 o'clock. So if you're in the area, you still got time to run down here and come down here and enjoy some of this. But it is a celebration of all the accomplishments we've made up till now. So we really appreciate you coming down here and covering this.
Wow. You know, and I was telling Winona, I said, I heard Annie Murphy and her soul is so young. And I was
Annie Humphrey.
Annie Humphrey. Thank you. Thank you so much. She sounded like a young person on the stage. It was just beautiful.
We have performers. Sicola is just up here. Composers. Annie Humphrey has been around doing poetry and word and prose and just really neat things. It's neat to see the creativeness of our artists and this creativeness of music, poetry, spoken word, artistry, the painting of the teepees and other things. These are all things that are part of the revolution, a part of the movement, part of the transfer into the new great energy economy. We're going to bring all these beautiful things that we have with us, and we're going to leave all the garbage behind, we hope. So,
hey, Paul, can you just let our audience know in Chicago and Madison and the Twin Cities how we can get involved? Who can we donate to? Do you have any websites off the top of your head?
You know, the best thing is to use that hashtag stopline3.org. That's a particular website, but hashtag Stopline3 has a host of organizations that are involved. I think
One of the treaty gatherings earlier this summer had something like 150 different organizations sponsoring it. This concert here was put together by musicians and organizations throughout the Minnesota. I mean, it's like with, you know, 2.5-3 weeks time, they were able to put this operation together with a lot of volunteers and people doing whatever they do good. If you cook fry bread, make fry bread and donate it. And come up and help out and cook a few days. Go to the front lines, but go to stop. Line3.org is where the most of the information is, and you can filter into the camps or filter into the activities that are not direct action or stuff like this and help out. There's a lot of letter writing going on and organizing all around us. Phenomenal action today here in downtown Duluth.
Yeah, I just want to let people know, too, that this concert is live streaming today, too, on StopLine3.org. So if you haven't been over to StopLine3.org and you want to check out this awesome music that's happening behind us, they are live streaming everybody except, I think, two of the main acts. But they're also running a side stage here, so I have a feeling the side stage is going to be running. I just heard some bits and pieces of Indian Cars by Kisa Cola over there a few minutes ago. A little bummed out. I'm over here, and I didn't get to catch that on live. Sorry. But
you're stuck in the main act. Yeah. Oh, there's a whole other village just up over the hill, so there's a lot of people here. We've got a couple thousand people online down here, and they're still coming in.
I was guessing 3,000, and then I don't know what's at the other right now, and people are still rolling in as we are talking. So there's still time to come down here to Duluth.
Three and a half, 4 hours or something like that. So
yeah,
plenty of time.
Yeah, music goes until, I think, 9 p.m., and they're running a little behind schedule, so it might run even a little bit later than that tonight.
That's awesome. Hey, we just want to throw out a support to the mayor of Duluth, to standing behind her convictions and doing the right thing.
And letting us hold the concert after several mayors gave us that last little edge of PR by trying to bring it to a halt, got us over the ticket sales. It's, you know, and we're in good shape. So we want to thank those 12 mayors for raising that issue, and we want to thank Duluth City Council and the mayor here for saying, look at this concert's going to go on. It's public expression. It's public use of citizens, just like all the other public lands that people have been getting arrested on for trespassing, opposing this foreign corporation.
Well, we got 1 minute left here, Paul, and I really appreciate you stopping in. Just give us a quick shout out one more time what we should do to support this, and we'll keep on talking about the live concert streaming.
Hashtag StopLine3.org. Write your letters to your congressmen, your governors, Waltz, Evers in Wisconsin, and Whitmore in Michigan, where there's a lot of support. Get your attorney generals on board. Get your city council resolutions. Keep active. Write music, do poetry, paint things that are beautiful, and hand these good things down to our grandchildren, because that's what we're trying to do. Hand something really positive, clean water, clean resources, clean environment to our future generations.
Wow, Rich. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Wow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're out here in Bayfront Festival Park in Duluth, Minnesota, going live. We'll be right back after this short break.
We are the Lusa Nation. We are the Lusa Nation.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651 888-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hello, Minneapolis. Make sense, make progress, make a date, make an appointment with me. Weeknights from 10 to midnight here on AM 950.
Hey, Patrick here for my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Around my house, there have been a lot of projects I've been able to do myself, but I've learned that there are some things that should always be left to the professionals, especially carpet cleaning. Traditional carpet cleaning companies and DIY products use harmful soaps and detergents that can leave behind a sticky or crusty residue. That's why I only trust Zero Res with my carpet cleaning. They use their patented ZR water to deeply clean carpets while leaving behind zero residue, so your home will stay cleaner longer. If you haven't cleaned with Zero Res, your carpets have never really been cleaned. Right now, when you mention AM 950, you can get three rooms cleaned starting at just $149. And only in August, get a free dryer vent cleaning when you get your air ducts cleaned. Schedule your appointment today at ZeroResMinnesota.com or call 9520-RES. That's Zero Res. Forward or backward, it spells the same.
Fine dining. Walking paths, gardens, and green space. The sound of children playing. Groups gathered to sing and paint. Prayer groups and water aerobics classes. Those are the sights and sounds that greet you at Episcopal Homes Assisted Living. Located close to Highway 280 and University Avenue, this charming community offers studio, one- and two-bedroom apartments. Services to help you get through your day are provided by a compassionate care team who get to know you, what you like, and your routines, just like a second family. Stay as busy as you like attending art or exercise classes. Take in live performances or a movie at the theater. Gather with friends at the bistro or pub. Head outside and read to the children from the on-site childcare. Episcopal Homes Assisted Living also offers memory care with specialized activities and support for those impacted by memory loss. Part of a continuum of care, Episcopal Homes has proudly been serving older adults for over 125 years. Check out episcopalhomes.org for more information.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies overnight with a low around 71, Thursday sunny with a high near 90, and Friday a chance for thunderstorms with a high near 88. Come visit the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. For breakfast, try the slow-cooked brisket hash, hippie cakes, and meat waffle, while for lunch, enjoy favorites like the buttermilk fried chicken sandwich or veggie burger. Hazel's is located off 29th and Johnson and at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, we have a special guest here, Emma. Let's give him a big shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
give him a shout out, Chase.
Yeah,
Chase.
I want to give a shout out to Chase Ironize, who's here with us live at the Stop Line 3 Waters Life Music Festival at Duluth Bayfront Park.
Awesome intro. Welcome, Chase.
Wow, it's my pleasure. It's my honor to be with you all today at Native Roots Radio. I'm a big fan, and we're working on scheduling. We got cut to the chase. That is, this is tonight's the first night we're not broadcasting live. So I'm here with you right at Native Roots Radio, and it's my honor. It's my pleasure.
Wow, it's likewise for us, really. We share a lot of things, and one of the things I want to say personally to you is that you held down big time at the end of Standing Rock, and I just want to personally say officially on the air that how grateful I am and how grateful we all are over Turtle Island about you and what you did for our people then.
I appreciate that, Brother Robert. I know that, you know, we recognize that we're in crucial times as indigenous peoples, indigenous nations, the original civilizations of this hemisphere. We're very acutely aware when the climate is changing just a little bit, and we're now waking up. You know, the name of the show is I'm Awake.
Oh.
We are definitely awake now, and the rest of the world is waking up with us at the same time. So, and we're in a different era where we have Native Roots Radio. We have Cut to the Chase. We have Reservation Dogs. We've got Rutherford Falls. Things are changing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there are enough people who might identify as white or who might be, you know, Americans who might not know the violent settler mentality that they were raised with. We can change hearts and we can change minds. And that's, I feel that energy being here at Honor the Earth's concert in Duluth, Minnesota. I just got through watching Keith Cicola, man. Indian Car. They didn't do Indian Car, but he was up there with Quilt Man. It's going down right now. And it's amazing. It's just such good energy.
Yeah, it is. One thing I gotta say too is that John Trudell always talked about that our white relatives have been colonized too, and they don't know. It's been so long; they don't know how their connection to the earth. And we're bringing a lot of our allies back to the connection, Chase.
Yes, we are. We've never. Fortunately, we had to go underground, and a lot of your listeners, a lot of our listeners, our allies. They understand that our worldviews, our perceptions of reality, and our protocols and our ceremony all had to go underground. And it stayed alive. It survived with us. It's part and parcel of what we are and who we are. So we'll never go extinct. But we have to show up. We got to speak our truths. Sometimes that means relearning our languages. And sometimes that means connecting with each other through ceremony. Protecting the water is a form of ceremony. I learned that at Standing Rock, and it rings true even right here. We were talking before the show about how the Army Corps of Engineers was giving us problems at Standing Rock. Here we are in Anishinaabe territory. It's the same culprits. It's the financial extractive complex plus those arms and institutions of the colonial government, which are refusing to listen to us. And so as long as they're not listening to us, we're going to keep showing up. And we're doing that in strength and in numbers here today.
You know, one of the things, I got a chance to meet one of your daughters, and she's a go-getter. And we talk a lot about this. I'm 60 years old, and we talk about this next generation really making us proud already, wanting to learn the language that, you know, my generation, you know, we were getting close to being totally colonized. So I want to give a shout-out to your daughter and young people like her.
She was supposed to come with me. She came with me last time we met Native Roots Radio at Palisades at the horse camp. And this week she had to get ready for college, mm-hmm. which, you know, it moves in stages, brother. It's an evolution. And it started with us in the contact era. And then it went to forced removal, the boarding schools, the residential schools, and then to a renaissance, a resurgence where we are again unafraid to be who we are. We no longer judged ourselves as harshly because everything that we learn in the colonial institutions of education or media, it tells us that indigenous peoples, that we're archaic, that we're barbaric, that we're savage, uncivilized. Mm-hmm. And this is just simply not the truth. We've always known this, but we didn't control the institutions. We were not allowed to get on the airwaves.
Right.
We couldn't write our own scripts and have them published. We didn't have that money. Things are changing now. So the narrative is going to shift in our favor. And I don't believe it's too late. When we, you know, a lot of our young people right now, they're growing up inside a very harsh dynamic of climate collapse. They feel like the world is ending, and they know that the human species is at risk. And that's one thing with our children. They recognize that without us having to tell them that.
Yep.
And so we've got to adapt to that and know that we can win this. We have to stand up. We have a duty to stand up, and we can fulfill prophecy by the strength of our actions. I feel that. I know everyone here knows that. And we have to continue to carry that out because the politicians, the legislators, the corporate executives, they need to pay attention right now. And we have to continue to bring it to them.
Hey, you know, one thing I know that's close to your heart, but also my heart, is the American Indian movement. And, you know, we were all, you know, I'm 60 years old, and we were all pretending to be another race until they came out and said, "What's up, proud red power? Let's be proud." And I just want to give them a shout out, too. And I know they're close to your heart, too.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice in that matter. I was born into a family that was on that side of the track, so to speak. And I know that if you consider, everybody watched Judas and the Black Messiah. You know, Black yep. Panther is a popular term in our lexicon right now, but it wasn't always that way. Yep. The federal government waged a very brutal, violent, and bloody war against the American Indian movement, mm-hmm. the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, and the Young Lords. I mean, anybody that was exercising their inherent indigenous rights, and were given that access or that energy to sovereign flexes, you know, that is a very real thing that we need to appreciate. You know, obviously, the American Indian movement wasn't all hearts and flowers and roses.
Right.
It's very controversial, but you're right that they deserve credit. The people of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who rose up in peace and in dignity. You look at some of them old photos, you know, you see Dennis Banks with the headband, with the AKs in the background, and then, but you look at him in Minneapolis, and he's in a suit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. the same energy. We're just exercising it and flexing in different ways that we are authorized to do. So they deserve all shout-outs. And our treaty people, our original landholders, the people who hold those ceremonies, who've kept it alive for us to learn still to this day.
Right on. And I got to give a quick shout out to our uncle Clyde, who's still with us and still hanging on. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I hear he's in the hospital, not doing well. And the next thing I know, I see a picture of him at a powwow like the next day. This guy is like Azarus or some biblical kind of person. It just blows my mind.
I was able to take a tour of Little Earth, take a tour of Franklin Avenue.
Oh.
Like I got an all access pass from the mayor with Clyde Belcourt, you know, just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that he was always an elder, even when I knew him. But I do want to send out words of encouragement, words of strength and prayer to Uncle Clyde, because we've got to cherish our people while they're here with us. It's too often that we don't say what we need to say when we have our people, our heroes, are right here. When Winona LaDuke was just on this mic
right.
before us, Paul DeMaine was on this mic. Tara Hauska is going to be on the stage. Camp McGeeza, Tayshia Martineau is going to be on that stage. Sasha Bolio couldn't make it to the concert. This is just such an amazing day today, and we need to always recognize that we've got to love each other. It's mm-hmm. hard to forgive each other. It's hard to come together. But we're all we have as indigenous peoples. And regardless of what language or tribal nation you were born into, we're all in this together.
Wow. This is, Ogama, this has been just a powerful segment here.
Absolutely, yeah. And the one thing I want to give a shout-out to, as long as we're talking about AIM, I want to give a shout-out to the women of AIM, the women who held it all together while AIM was dealing with all of this, and the women, I'm sure, that were behind the Black Panthers and the Brown Berets. And a little fun factoid for people, the Black Panthers, the free and reduced student lunch program is based on a program that was created by the Black Panthers.
Oh.
The media and those in power have been specifically trying to warp your idea of what these groups do and what they are about. And it's time, and it's important that everybody take a moment and remember the good things that these groups have done and what kind of power they have given us going forward.
Yeah, I love Auntie Madonna Thunderhawk when she's on our show. We just, she says it like it is. And one thing I just got to say, what she's told me and what I've held on to over the years is, like, I said, how did you guys get done with all this stuff? And she said, there were only a few of us making decisions, and we just went with it. And I went, wow. That's how, you know, I'm in government right now, and that's how stuff's so slow, because there's so many people making decisions. But right on, Madonna Thunderhawk.
Well, it's important to remember, too, that these water protector camps here in Minnesota and Anishinaabe territory, these are all Indigenous women and Two-Spirit-led camps. Every single one of these camps is led by women. And they are open, and they welcome anybody with open arms as well. You know, you can be an ally from anywhere, and you can come and join these groups. It's peaceful, it's beautiful, it's loving. It is amazing to be here and to be near to these groups and to be a part of that history changing right before our eyes.
Chase, thank you so much, Pini Gigi, for being on.
Hey, everybody share this stream. Click the like button. Native Roots Radio in the house. It's so powerful to see you guys here broadcasting live. Share that stream, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, my relatives. Madakiasi, I hope.
Oh, our pleasure. Pini Gigi.
We are Alusa Nation.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pini Gigi, and thank you for your support.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Is this portion by? Go ahead.
I don't think we've done any portions are brought to you by, but this portion is brought to you by MN350, the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, Howling for Wolves. And I feel like I'm missing one, but I think I got 3 out of 4. So.
That's awesome. Hey, we miss you, Wendy, giving a shout out. But hey, we're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and it's great to see you.
What's up? What's up? The solar news with the solar bear.
That's right. We're here on the Lake Itchigumi here. And just chilling like villains here.
What was that guy's name again? Gordon Lightfoot. That was that song. Remember that, Robert?
Oh, yeah. And I've heard it a million times since it came out.
Hey, so listen, Robert, I got a great story here, right?
Let's do it.
Okay, first story here. Now, I want to let everybody know that the $7,500 tax credit that was available for electric vehicles in this next part of the infrastructure bill, right, there's a big push to put it back. They're putting it back in. So this means like mad, like electric vehicles are going to be out there. And this means that no more oil. You know what I'm saying? We can't We can't have any more oil. We can't have any more carbon going into the air. We need more electric vehicles. So this is a great thing that's happening in the infrastructure bill right now.
Wow, that's great. Hey, you know, we were just thinking that we're going to go hang out and chill, but you're working it, man. Tell us some more what's going on.
Oh, man, where do you want to know? Like, I mean, I'm constantly busy. Like,
yeah, you are.
It doesn't end for me. I was supposed to get on stage here, and I think one of the things that I was going to say was that Native Son and Sage out of Standing Rock are collaborating together. And what we're going to do is we're going to build the electric vehicle charging network from Red Lake to Standing Rock down to the Twin Cities.
So does that mean that every, 200 miles there will be one, or how does
yep,
that work?
Exactly. Yep. We've gotten commitments from some really good, got to say this, corporate partners.
Hey.
American Lung Association. We've got some really good partners on this project. It's a $7 million project, but it's really exciting. Everyone will be hearing about it. But yeah, that's one thing that we've been working on at Native Son.
Wow, that is exciting news. And we've known each other's families for years and years, and I just want to give you a quick shout out. I love you and all the great work you're doing. It's funny, I ran into somebody at Pride that was running a CBD booth, and he worked with you. He was a bartender at Glam Slam, and he said, "Do you know Bob Blake?" And he said he worked for Prince, and you know, you're just working now for your people, and I'm so proud to know you.
Oh yeah, my cousin was at Paisley Park this weekend, and the guy who's there, she had introduced herself, and he gave him his laminate, and said, "Did you know Bob Blake? Did you know Bob Blake?" Because she said she was from Red Lake. She goes, "If you know Bob Blake, he used to work for Prince." Yeah. And she told me, she goes, "That's my cousin."
Yeah.
And so that was really funny. And she immediately was calling me up, but I was in class. I go to school on the weekends. I go to Carlson School of Management on the weekends, so I couldn't answer, but. That was really cool, I thought. I was like, oh, all right. Oh, yeah, tell him I say what's up.
Well, it's always cool to hear about our relatives. And, you know, when I'm out and about, people ask about Ogama, you know, or where's Ogama, you know, like she's but really, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Bob, is that Ogama has been on the show for 2 years, and I've probably seen her almost 10 times in person.
Wow, Ogama, yeah, that's what's up.
I've been primarily like mobile and working from home and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting. We talk on the phone every day and we make plans for how all this works, and then we haven't met each other in person. But then the other thing to think about that's crazy is the amount of time. Like yeah. I've been doing this now full time just since the beginning of the year, but I've been here part time now for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. I've kind of lost track, but it's. It's definitely something that's near and dear to my heart, and I think it's important to be here and to amplify voices like yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Robert, I mean, man, we just, like, you do not know how important you are to our community. Ogama, like, what you guys do here with Native Roots Radio, being able to give us a platform and a place to speak and a place to say, you know, speak our truth and you know, I mean, because we're still here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And according to the census, like,
yeah,
we got, like, we went up, like, big time.
We did.
Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
Natives are, like, doing it. Like,
I don't know if that
came out of hiding.
I think that's what it was, too. We were 2%, and now we're almost 3%, right, of the population in the country.
Right. That's what's up.
But it was, like, an 86% boost.
It was a huge amount.
And you know another thing, too, Robert? Like, when you think about it, like, I mean, think about, like, we got Arizona, like, Navajo Nation gave the election to Joe Biden down in Arizona. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, we can no longer be ignored in this country. And that's why Line 3, President Biden, Governor Waltz, you need to take a stand against Line 3.
There you have it right there.
We're tired of being used by politicians now. They know that we have power in our vote, and they called on the Indian vote this last election cycle for Biden. And here we are in Minnesota going stop line 3, and it's falling on deaf ears. And like Winona said, they put Deb Haaland into office, and then they put a muzzle on her.
Yep.
We need to step up and say, you know, if you're not going to keep your promises to us, we're not going to turn out and vote for you like we said like we did last time. We're going to...
Well, Bob, I'm started a campaign here, tongue-in-cheek, but not really, for Aaron Murphy and Heather Keeler for governor and lieutenant governor. And
hey,
I think you can behind that.
Yes, I'll get behind that. Aaron knows me, and Heather knows me, and the other part is, too, you know, Robert, I'm on the St. Paul Climate Justice Advisory Board,
uh-huh.
and we made a recommendation to the St. Paul City Council to take a public stance against Line 3. We voted on that. There was no nays.
Perfect.
We had like 20 votes yes, no nays. And so we're sending that. And, you know, in that, you know, I wanted to tell those people, I told those people that the reason why this is so personal to me is because my great-grandfather signed those treaties.
That's right.
My great-grandfather signed those treaties. So, you know, I mean, this is personal to me. So I just wanted to put that out there for everyone to know that make sure that you tell your city council person in St. Paul to take a stance against Line 3.
You know what's awesome too, to our brothers and sisters in Chicago and Madison, we got to give them a shout out too. You know, come support this. We support you. It's just one all circle.
Yeah, one love. The go. What's up with the go?
I just wanted to throw out there too to our relatives in Madison and in Chicago. You know, if the time comes and it's your communities that are calling on us, we will be there for you. So come join us and let us come be there for you, because this climate change, this is not slowing down, and it is going to affect all of our communities. And we need to stick together in this time. It's really important.
Wow, that's like a mic drop kind of thing there.
That is a mic drop type of thing. Otherwise, I'll just be there to kick it on State Street. For real. Like, go to State Street. Madison, right. Wisconsin, go to State Street, for real.
That's right. Hey, is the show over?
We're just about, we got a minute and 30 seconds left.
I thought I heard the bumper music, but it's hard to hear. Hey, not only will we be everywhere, we're mobile, as Bob knows. We've been to Iowa and done the show. We've been up in Duluth twice doing a live show, so we're digging it. If you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Ahoo.